on Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
And let's say good morning to Cheryl McCreary. And good morning, Cheryl. How are you?
Good morning, Don, and the rest of our awesome Racine community. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing just fine. Cheryl's the All-American Mrs. Wisconsin lady, but she is here because we're talking about the Marcos Motors and Music. It's a car show fundraiser, and it's coming up Saturday, August 22th, this Saturday at noon. And there's stuff going on. There's music, there's food, there's games, a 50-50 raffle. If people don't know what that is, that's how when you buy a ticket, they add up all the money they take. The organization gets half. You get the other half. That's how that works. 50-50 raffle. And it's all for a group called HALO, which is the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization. How'd you get involved in raising money for HALO?
Well, you know, it's really neat. We got a chance to go out there and play with Marcos last year, Marcos Motors and Music, which if you guys don't know, they have great pizza. Oh, my goodness. Right over there, 2065 Lathrop. If you go to 21st and Lathrop, right next to the video store, they're right there. But anyway, we had helped them out last year. We had another organization that part of the proceeds went to. Now this year, they picked out to do HALO, which is so amazing. I was just with some of the representatives this past weekend at a great Christian friend of mine. Her name is Candace Sanchez, and she had just a wonderful organization fundraiser last weekend. But anyway, just long story short, it was amazing last year, so this year they decided to do it again. Our band will be out there playing, and it starts at 12, goes 12. We're going to be doing raffles, and we're going to be doing giveaways and prizes and games. And last year, you can buy a raffle. The raffle, which is kind of neat, if you spend over $10 on food or beverage at Marcos, you will gain entry into the raffle for prizes. And so we're drawing prizes last year between singing, and I think there's two families that actually won pizza for a year. It is such a nice event. And the nice thing is that it's only $10 per car, and spectators are free. So if you guys aren't doing anything on Saturday, come on out. Cars start lining up by like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and we start lining them up and just have a great time throughout the day.
Now you're going to sing there, right?
Yeah. Our band will be performing again.
Are you going to sing? Mm-hmm. Are you going to sing "Born to Be Wild" like from Steppenwolf?
Yeah, you never know. We have a surprise lineup of songs that we'll be doing.
Are you going to sing "My Little GTO"? Are you going to sing 409?
You never know.
Are you going to sing "The Little Old Lady from Pasadena"? Are you going to sing that song?
Oh, yes. There's some good ones. In fact, we just talked to a guy the other day at another show. He's going to try to bring his GTO out, and so it's cool. So, yeah, it's going to be a great day. I think the weather's looking pretty promising as well. So, you know, come on out. Bring your family, friends. We have people from all over that come, even people that come up from Illinois, even. They come up with their cars. These people just love it. It's a great time, a family, friend, friendly event with the kids, and you know, bring your chairs and sit out with the car, have some great pizza, and just have a good time with some fun friends.
Yeah, people who have classic cars love showing them off. If I had a classic car, I'd be afraid to park it anywhere. I would want like a 25-foot circle around my car so nobody can go near it. That's just me. But they love showing off their cars. I've been to car shows before. They just love people looking under the engine, sneaking their nose inside the car to see what it looks like. People love doing that because they put a lot of work into these classic cars.
Yes, they do. And Front Row Auto out there from Douglas Avenue, they're going to be back out there again this year. And we just make so many friends with a lot of the other car show clubs. So we all are growing together with these exciting shows. And, you know, it's nice to have our wonderful sponsors that have helped us out, including Minuteman Press, and just a wonderful opportunity to help bring money into HALO. We do have some surprises that might be coming as well for that day. And last year we had some of our local fire trucks came out, and I believe we're going to have them come back out so the kiddos can come up and get pictures with the fire truck and some of other emergency services. I know for the pageant, representing as the All-American Mrs. Wisconsin Lady, my platform is to embrace to honor the legacy of our nation's veterans and EMS responder heroes and PTSD awareness. So it's really wonderful to have some of our local emergency associations and services to come and be there to help support during these wonderful community events that we're doing.
Okay, I'll come if you sing Woolly Bully.
Oh my God, that's an oldie but goodie, isn't it?
If you sing Woolly Bully, I'll come out. But you got to promise to sing Woolly Bully. But a quick review, it's the Marcus Motors and Music car show fundraiser. It's Saturday, August 22nd, starting at noon, and it benefits HALO, which is the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization here in Racine. Should be a lot of fun, food, cars, and Cheryl's going to be there, too.
Well, we're going to have a fun time. I'm going to be handing out some surprises as well. So
right,
get ready for a great afternoon and great fun time.
So get ready because I will be, but you better sing Woolly Bully, okay? All right, I'll talk to you later, Cheryl.
All right, we'll see you all there, Racine. Spread the word. It's out there on the internet and Facebook events. So go on out, spread the word, share the flyer, and we hope to see you all there on Saturday.
On Lathrop at 21st. Can't miss the place, Marco. Just see all the cars there, for goodness sake. All right, Cheryl McCreary. All right. We'll see you out there. Woolly Bully, remember.